Welcome everyone back to the Dark Forest. How many of you enjoy pizza? I certainly do myself. What's your favorite pizza by choice? Pepperoni, sausage, pineapple, ham, you name it. I'm one of those guys that's pretty easygoing when it comes to pizza. Just no anchovies, please. Anyways, there's much more terrifying things that happen behind closed doors when it comes to pizza. I hope you enjoy tonight's tales. Make sure you keep the lights off. Pizza is the best thing humanity has ever come up with. We've been to the moon. We could instantly talk to people on the other side of the planet. We've even deconstructed the human genome. But nothing could remotely compare to getting a slice of greasy goodness after a long day. Pizza is my comfort food. Good day, bad day, pizza will enhance my mood regardless of the situation. It's literally perfect. So it's no surprise that I'm pretty chubby with the mom and pop's pizza down the street from my house. I live alone, so I have no excuse not to pick up a spicy pizza pie from them at least twice a week. On a bad day, I'll admit, I can and will devour an entire large pizza all to myself. There's a connection my brain creates with bad things for me, which explains my poor taste in meals and people. But all that matters is that for the few blissful moments, I feel happy. The pizza shop owners know me by name at this point, and they greet me whenever I come in. Being their best customer, they offer me samples of the new menu items, the occasional free drink, and they will give me extra breadsticks with my order. They're an older couple in their late 60s, and they're the sweetest bunch of people I know. I would even prefer them over my biological parents, who have a tendency of judging my lifestyle of being alone and constantly introverted, which isn't a fair judgment to have. I've tried having friends and relationships before, but I always felt let down when they tell me all their woes, and I slightly listen to everything they say. But when I vent to them, they tell me I'm overbearing. Even worse, they change the way they look at me, even though I don't look at them differently for what they have said. Relationships are just too much work, to be honest, and the idea of being locked in with someone that I'll grow to dislike makes me scared to try anymore. Even during the manic year that was 2020, I would still go to my pizza place to pick up my food so I could chat with Adriana and Luigi, the store owners, and they would usually take a moment to catch up with me and listen to whatever I had to say. And before you say anything, yes, I kept my mask on, and we were far enough apart. Being an older couple, they received their vaccines, and they offered me to come after they are closed for a party with, of course, free pizza. It was a tough call, but I canceled my plans of being alone for that night and watching YouTube until I passed out, and decided to try to be sociable. Adriana asked me what toppings I had wanted that night, already knowing my answer, but being courteous and offered anyways. For the last 6 months, my order always included a large meat lover's pizza. The sides and drinks might change, or I might order more than one pie, but they have a secret recipe they use on their meats that makes them notoriously good in my town. So this time, of course, I asked for a meat lover's pizza, and Adriana nodded her head, smirking as she wrote down the order. She said if I wanted to, I could bring one friend to the party. I nervously laughed and told her that she and Luigi were my closest friends. I caught a glimpse of an expression of pity, but she shifted quickly and patted me on the shoulder, assuring me that I'm young and it's never too late to find people. I nodded my head even though I didn't believe it, and I went back to my house for several hours while I waited for the shop to close. I snacked on some breadsticks, dipped them in the house-made marinara sauce, and went about doing mundane tasks like starting a load of laundry and cleaning out my email. My house was a mess, but if no one is coming over to visit, why bother keeping it clean? I don't mind. I could navigate the mess just fine, and I don't have any pest problems like the hoarders do I see on YouTube. I went through dozens of spam emails from websites I don't remember signing up for, canceling subscriptions, and opening interesting advertisements into tabs that I know will never get looked at again. Among all the junk email and digital bank statements, I did find one email that I was not expecting. It was a message from my ex. We broke up almost 2 years ago, Well, to be specific, she dumped me after saying that I was too depressed to love anyone and that she could not help me through it anymore. Our relationship took a toll on her as well, and she needed distance to help herself. I don't blame her. The last few years have been especially hard on me. I've been told by enough people that I could be a downer, that I should accept the truth. And maybe it is true that I can't love anyone when I can't even love myself. But at least in my opinion, I did feel something with her that I did not feel most of the time. But when she left, I had Adriana and Luigi, who listened to my story and consoled me, offering a free meal. They were the best. Luigi agreed that I needed help, but he also said that my ex was harsh, and I don't need people like that in my life. In the email, my ex apologized for ending things the way she had, asked if I was doing any better, and even asked if I wanted to meet up over dinner. Ecstatic, I sent a reply right away, and told her about the dinner happening later tonight. She replied within a few minutes after, and joked about how much I loved that pizza place, and said she'd come down. I told her that the pizza shop closed at 8 p.m. that night, and that was the meeting time. I looked at her profile picture, missing her dark hair, big brown eyes, and the necklace that I bought her on our 6-month anniversary. It was a silver necklace, a thin chain, and a heart-shaped pendant in the middle. I told her it was symbolic of how she belonged in my heart, and she laughed at the cheesiness, but that she thought it was sweet. I closed my laptop and signed in disbelief. Was I really having dinner with my ex and my only friends all in the same night? I got up and showered, trying for the first time in ages to look presentable. After cleaning up, I decided to deep clean my apartment. I still had a couple of hours before the dinner, and I wasn't sure how this date was going to end up, so I wanted my place clean just in case. It took hours for me to clean my apartment, but I finally got it to the point that another human being would consider it livable. Taking out several bags of trash and spraying the house with air freshener made me realize that no matter what happened after tonight, I wouldn't let myself live in such a pigsty. Even if no one came to visit, I liked having a clean house. Right, as I was getting ready to leave, around 7:45, I opened up Google Maps to get an idea of the traffic, and I saw that the pizza shop closed an hour later than I expected. I tried calling my ex to let her know to wait another hour, but my calls went unanswered. Strange, but I figured that if she got there early then, she could just wait a little while longer until the shop closed. I sent her a text of my plans since I could use some extra time to get things ready, and I really wanted to make a good impression on her. She knew that I could be forgetful and was usually understanding of mistakes like this. So after an hour of getting myself in the apartment ready, I began the drive to see my ex-girlfriend at the pizza shop. The pizza shop was in the middle of a business district, so by the time I got there, most people had already left work and several blocks were completely empty, just the way I liked it. Luigi tells me that they make enough money during the lunch rush that they don't need to stay open too late for dinner so that he and his wife can enjoy the evenings. As expected, I pulled into an empty parking lot, save for Luigi's vintage Chrysler. I can't begin to tell you how much he loved that car. He tells me that he does all the maintenance himself, but my ex's car was absent from the parking lot. I began to panic. Maybe she didn't get my texts and thought I stood her up. I walked inside the pizza shop, hearing the familiar jingling of the bells over the door, and Adriana greeted me as usual. I asked her if my ex came through, and Adriana nodded while polishing an empty glass. She had come in and asked where I was, and took off after about 20 minutes. I was devastated. This might have been my last chance at mending things with her, and I blew it big time. Luigi came out from the back room with my requested large pizza, as well as a plate of wings and a side of breadsticks and 3 beers. We cheered them for getting vaccinated, and they consoled me about what had happened with my ex-girlfriend. Adriana tried telling me that she had a little attitude and seemed more than eager to get out of there, but it was still hard for me. But I immediately felt better after biting into that first slice of Meat Lover's pizza. It was cooked to perfection, as always. There's something about how they season the meat that is so unique to this pizza shop. I have never found anything that could remotely compare. And today, the toppings tasted notably fresh. We laughed and ate the meal, and before I knew it, we finished the whole pizza, and I was a couple of beers in. I excused myself to the bathroom. I had a pretty weak bladder, and when I start drinking, I need to pee almost instantly. As I sat down to handle my business, I took my phone out and tried messaging my ex again. I noticed that none of my messages had been marked as read. I wasn't sure if she had blocked me or simply hadn't opened my texts. I decided to call her to explain what had happened and maybe reschedule for another day. But as I sat there in the bathroom with the phone to my ear, I heard an unmistakable sound of a phone ringing coming from the other side of the wall. I hung up the call and redialed, and sure enough, the ringtone came back on. I heard the sound of a chair getting shoved, a door being pulled open, and my call went to voicemail. Something was definitely fishy here. I came out of the bathroom and tried calling the number back, but this time, it went straight to voicemail. I asked Luigi what was going on, and after failing to convince me that nothing was wrong, I pushed my way past and headed into the back room. They have a large walk-in freezer, where they keep their perishables. This freezer also backs up to the bathroom, so common sense told me that this is where I heard the phone ringing. Adriana begged me not to go into the freezer, since it was a health code violation to have non-employees contaminate the food, but I ignored her and I went inside. I flipped the light switch and saw carcasses hanging from the roof. I shivered at the sight, but I realized they were cow and pig carcasses. This was a restaurant after all, and I was jumping to conclusions. I called the number again, going straight to voicemail. Adriana stood in the freezer doorway, asking what I was expecting to find, and I shrugged and I said that I was sorry for ignoring her warnings. She forgave me and asked to join them back at the table to start dessert when I got back. I agreed and stood up to return to the dining area where I caught a glimpse of something from the corner of my eye. I looked back into the freezer, all the way in the back, muddled by fresh blood. I saw something shiny. I walked over to investigate, and I realized it was a thin necklace with the symbolized heart-shaped pendant on the front. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed the pizza horror story tonight. Boy, I tell ya, I'll never look at a meat lover's the same way again. Especially if you're trying to get with an ex-girlfriend or something like that. That's just terrifying. Anyways, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Share me with your friends, and again, like always, spread me like butter.